As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Well, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a Show Me Showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and there is a revolution in the air. Be a part of it. Welcome to our Thursday, January the 14th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts. Always plenty of news, hard facts, and workable solutions for you each and every day. If you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're definitely in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game. Be a part of today's broadcast. You can pick up the telephone, call throughout the broadcast for those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area. You may call in at 512-904-8014 to join me live on air and from around America. And around the world, you can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Your calls are welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email. I'm getting a lot of very interesting email lately, and I thank you all for that. But you can send ideas to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net, bvlhost@centurytel.net. Don't be shy. I don't bite. If you have a question, I don't cover it on the broadcast, you didn't get it in, or were too shy to call, feel free to send me an email. It's okay. For those with internet access, without internet access, listening via any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, why, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts Post Office, Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Again, that's Box 96, Exeter, Mo, 65647. A big shout out again to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri. Micro 1650 AM Buffalo, New York, and 94.3 Elgin, Texas. Thank you, gentlemen, for broadcasting Become Vocal Local once again. Our listener call-in number remains throughout the broadcast, 866-841-1065. Of course, your calls are welcome. Global economic turmoil continues again as fiat money, I guess, is running its final course. We'll talk about our financial news this morning. Part 13, we're going to get back to that. The history of law, the lawsuit, the cast of characters, selected readings in law and philosophy. We'll cover that, too. Of course, we'll take your calls and much, much more. Let's go into that market report for Thursday, January the 14th, 2010. Active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Real flurry in the gold market this morning. Small moves, but lots of moves. Gold, fine trading up $2.50 an ounce at $1,139.60 an ounce, and you gotta like that. Silver, off 6 cents at $18.58, but the big moves so far are in platinum and palladium this morning. Platinum crosses that magic $1,600 mark, moves up $28 at $1,601 an ounce, $1,601 an ounce for platinum. Palladium jumps up $15, continuing its onslaught, if you will. It is just going crazy. Up $15 at $437 an ounce for palladium. You can imagine, you had 200% increase last year. You just need a dollar a day, up a buck every day. It'll double again. 365 days later, we'll be looking at, what, $800 palladium? I don't know. Time will tell. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market this morning, $1,132 for a low, $1,147.60 for a high. Like I said, a very vicious $15 trading spread there. But at $1,139.60, your gold is up $329.80 an ounce year to year for a 40.71% return on your investment. We'll be back with the rest of the market report right after these words from our sponsors. Stay tuned.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
40 Hal from Kordak Country here. If you are a part of the resistance and would like to market or promote your message with revolutionary apparel, then you need to check out GadstonTees.com. With GadstonTees, you won't be paying the high markup prices of Zazzle or Cafe Press, and you won't have to worry about scraping together the funds to order in bulk either. GadstonTees.com is owned and operated by a fellow patriot who has sponsored many patriotic events, including the Campaign for Liberty, Liberty candidate Adam Kokesh, and many more. At Gadsden Tees, we encourage you to shop around and compare prices, because we are confident in knowing that ours cannot be beat. We also like to encourage people to send in their very own artwork ideas. At Gadsden Tees, we include shipping in our prices, and when we say a shirt costs you $15, that shirt costs you $15. There are no hidden charges. So for all your revolutionary apparel needs, check out Gadsden Tees. GadstonTees.com, a true powerhouse in the quest for freedom and liberty.
Claim that you owe a debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent, independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies, violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit, which identifies any discrepancies of state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at endlessfrauddetection.com today.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Thursday, January the 14th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Once again, my name is William Roberts. Always plenty of news, hard facts, and workable solutions for you each and every day. Let's go back into our market report for Thursday, January the 14th, 2010, active trading out of New York City. As of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time, again, we find gold trading up $2.50 at $1,139.60 an ounce. Silver off 6 cents at $18.58. Platinum up $28. At $1,601, and palladium up $15 at $437 an ounce. The London Gold Fix this morning, the boys in London set the price at $1,137.50. You can see we're above that by $2 and a dime now. The Dow Jones Industrial Average yesterday closed up 54 points at 10,681. The NASDAQ was up 26. Closing at 2308, and the S&P was up 9 at 1,146, whatever those points mean anyway. The crude oil this morning, early morning trading in crude oil moves up about a dime, 0.9 or 9 cents a barrel, those 42-gallon barrels of light sweet crude, right now trading at $79.74. The U.S. dollar index, the Intercontinental ICE, the exchange, Intercontinental Exchange, ICE, ICE, shows the USDX moving up 6 basis points, trading at 76.92. That rolls over into the foreign exchange rates, where we find the Canadian dollar running at 97 cents U.S., the Mexican peso down about 44 basis points, still, however, trading at 8 cents U.S., the euro, very minor move, still at $1.45, although that's down a penny from the day before yesterday. The British pound moves up another 26 basis points, continuing its upward climb, $1.63 U.S. And the Swiss franc moves down about 12 basis points and drops into the 98 cents U.S. range. Once again, the U.S. Treasuries this morning, the bond market, 2-year yield is 0.92%, the 10-year yield is at 3.74%, and the 30-year is running 4.67%. The mortgage market this morning, 15-year mortgages continue this upward move, both the 15-year and the 30-year moving up this morning. The 15-year fixed mortgage moves up from 4.51% a month ago to 4.69% today. It's a pretty healthy move. The 30-year mortgage, likewise, moving up almost a quarter point there, a quarter percent, I should say, moves up from 5.04% a month ago to 5.23% this month. This is not going to be looking too good for the real estate market, as more and more houses come onto the market and the interest rates, making it harder for people to qualify, continue to go up. Well, we'll just have to see how it all plays out. I don't think it's going to end well. In the big news today, I guess really there's so much news out there today. I could have printed off a ream of paper to cover them all, but most of the stuff is window dressing. There are some pretty interesting events taking place, one of them with Google and Yahoo and Adobe, all getting hacked or attacked by Chinese peoples. Google's not liking it too well. Yahoo's not very comfortable with this either. Adobe wasn't too interested in this either. Boeing is pretty upset with the Chinese. GM is upset with the Chinese. Everybody seems to be upset with the Chinese right now, and maybe they're wondering why the Chinese remain our favored trading partners. Well, I don't know. Maybe the Chinese shouldn't have snubbed the usurper at Copenhagen, giving him the big no way. But, I don't know, there's something going on here. It's rather unusual, to say the least, but there's lots of that on the web this morning. You can certainly go up and read all about it for yourselves. A little bit of other kinds of news in the news, but one of the big things happening economically this morning, today there's just an absolute boatload of these various reports that have come out. Let's go through a couple of them. One of them is retail sales. It's important. Retail sales were unexpectedly down in December. You know, we keep hearing this unexpectedly, things happening in the economic specter or sector, I should say. Specter really is more correct. But the sector, economic sector, things are happening unexpectedly. All these economists, you know, they have a cloudy crystal ball. They lost the pointer for their Ouija boards, and so they have no clue where they're at. But obviously, they know exactly what's going down, and yet they still tell us that retail sales were unexpectedly down in December, but somewhat offsetting were upward revisions for November. So if they don't like the numbers, they just come back and revise them upward later. But they don't tell you about that on headline news. Overall, retail sales in December fell 0.3% after a 1.8% surge in November. Of course, they've revised the November numbers. So did it have a surge or didn't it? The December gain was far below the market estimate for a 0.4% rise. Remember, December is Christmas month, right? The shopping extravaganza. Excluding autos, sales decreased 2% after 0.2%, excuse me, vast difference there in those terms, Will, after jumping 1.9% in November. The November numbers, however, were revised up from original estimates of 1.3% for total and 1.2% for excluding autos. Excluding both autos and gasoline, the December number was still disappointing. It doesn't matter what they cross out, it's still an ugly number. Excluding both autos and gasoline, the December number was still disappointing, declining 0.3% following a 1% boost in November. The December drop in overall sales was led by a 0.8% fall in motor vehicle sales, a relatively large component, and electronics and appliance stores were down 2.6%. That's that cheap Chinese plastic wrap ain't going over too well. Four-star energy-rated appliances not exactly commanding the consumer's attention. Declines in December were broad-based. However, gasoline station sales were up 1.0% after a huge 9.6% surge in November. Wouldn't have anything to do with the increasing price of crude, would it? These numbers, you know, as they say, liars figure, but figures don't lie. Looking ahead, while the retail sales numbers were disappointing, odds are, and they got the dice out now, they're in the corner, they got the blanket spread out, little crap shooting in the back room, they got the odds out, they got their scratch and sniff cards, right? The odds are that the PCE number out later this month will not be quite as bad. Well, I guess that's good news, I guess. His health was not quite as bad this month as it was last month. And then they buried him. Motor vehicles in retail sales fell 0.8% in the latest month, while the manufacturer's unit new motor vehicle sales rose 2.9%. Either the retail sales numbers based on a small and not so representative sample, or prices fell sharply for motor vehicles. Well, you choose. They gave you the options. Either way, real PCEs will not be as soft, but we can see a notable drop in the motor vehicle components in the CPI and the PPI, whatever that means. We'll have to figure out more of this. We'll be back, talk about the jobless claims, the import and export prices, and then we'll go into the real meal deal for the broadcast.
Heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. Enginebrain.com. Enginebrain.com.
Each year, millions of children in developing nations die from disease that could be eliminated with just clean drinking water.
But 2 years ago, we introduced C-Panel, the easy-to-use sun-powered water distiller, robustly designed to provide sparkling clean water in developing nations. Now, these same units can give you delicious bottled water, remove fluoride, toxins, and bacteria. They can help you prepare for disasters or provide pure water on boats, RVs, and off-grid locations. Each affordable C-Panel will make up to 2 gallons per day in hot climates. And unlike water filters, they'll remove salt and dissolve toxins. Just fill the basin with seawater, tap water, or contaminated water, and let sunlight pass and distill it. No filters, no chemicals, no complicated maintenance. Just tasty, healthy water from nearly any source.
Please visit cpanel.com, spelled S-E-A-panel.com, or call 205-246-6492. Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Hi, this is Mike Chambers. Join me live weekdays for Mike Chambers Live from 11 to 3 p.m. Central Time here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And we've returned once again right here on Become Vocal Local. Yeah, going into this retail sales, lots of numbers out today, influencing the economy and the marketplace, that's for sure. But anyway, let's go back into what we're discussing before the break. Again, the you can find this stuff up on Bloomberg, by the way. This is where I get a lot of my news each morning. Bloomberg just seems to be a handy repository, and it has lots of links out. I also like to visit the Kitco website for financial information, and they've got lots of new news and breaking news every day as well. Anyway, back to our story here. More specifically, the divergence between the drop in dollar-denominated auto sales. Dollar-denominated auto sales, isn't that a peculiar way of saying it, in retail sales and rise in unit sales from manufacturers, hence at a decline in key components in the core CPI and core PPI. Overall retail sales on a year-ago basis in December increased to up to 5.4%. It increased to up 5.4% from up 2.5% in November. So apparently what they're trying to indicate here is that there is some kind of a big jump that occurred in December, but of course we didn't see that in December, so it's hard to say whether they're smoking dope at Econo Day or just what. But anyway, I guess I don't understand these numbers. But if you look at it from a more objective standpoint and think about the inflation rate running somewhere between 11, maybe even 8%, showing numbers being up year to year at 5.4% is really just another way of saying that we're down by 6%, I suppose. The December retail sales report should weigh on equities, and of course equities are stocks and bonds. We talk about that, the stock market, Dow Jones, NASDAQ, the S&P, all equities there. But again, the December retail sales report should weigh on the equities. Treasury yields were down on the release. Adding to market weakness was an unexpected rise in initial jobless claims. So we had an unexpected, retail sales were unexpectedly down in December, and then we had an unexpected rise in initial jobless claims. Really, I'm telling you, these guys, they couldn't find a bubble in a bubble bath with both hands. Market consensus before the announcement, retail sales in November were unexpectedly strong, spiking 1.3% after a 1.1% gain in October. Excluding autos, sales gained 1.2% after no change in October. Somebody needs to tell Barry that. Barry, there wasn't any change in October. No change, right? Okay. Even excluding both autos and gasoline, November sales were up a strong 0.6%, following a 0.1% uptick the month before. Now, a 0.1%, 1/100th, oh my goodness, that's not very much. 1/10th of 1/100th, is that pretty tiny little tick, all right, uptick, huh? A tick like that, you can pick them off with your fingers. Looking ahead, analysts are expecting a healthy number for December, considering that they fudged the numbers, I guess they would be. Already released unit new motor vehicle sales were up 2.9% for December, and December chain store sales posted moderate gains. Of course, it doesn't really jive with the reports that we read from the retailers throughout the season, but I guess EconoDay can say that they did go up. Also, higher gasoline prices should add to service station sales. Yeah, you think? What's it going to do to grocery store sales? What's the higher cost of gasoline going to do to everything else? It's going to drive all the other prices up, and oh my. Here's the definition, though. Retail sales measure the total receipts at stores that sell durable and non-durable goods. And if you remember our studies in economics, you know the difference between durable and non-durable goods. Things you get from Taco Bell are not durable. Appliances are durable goods and things like that. Consumer spending accounts for two-thirds of our gross domestic product and is therefore a key element in economic growth, especially in this consumer society that we live in. The jobless claims, unexpectedly, weekly unemployment claims are mixed for the January the 9th week. Initial claims for joblessness, initial jobless claims, unemployment claims, rose 11,000 to 444,000 in what is unfortunate news, but news offset by yet another decline in the four-week average, down 9,000 to 440,750 people out of work. The four-week average has declined for 19 straight weeks in what is an extremely powerful indication of improvement in the labor market. Another indication of improvement, though a less powerful one skewed by workers dropping out of the workforce, is a steep 211,000 drop in continuing claims to 4.596 million people out of work. The unemployment rate for insured workers slipped another notch to 3.5%. Data on emergency benefits show a decline while extended benefits show a rise. Last week's employment report is a stumbling block for the economic outlook, and greater improvement will be needed in coming claims reports to raise confidence for January's employment report. Today's report, together with a weak headline for retail sales, are sending equities and commodities lower. Initial jobless claims were little changed in the January 2nd week, edging up 1,000 to 434,000. The Labor Department has reported no special factors, although it has been mostly slow. The trend has been clear as the four-week average extended its long streak of improvement, dropping 10,250 to 450,250 for its lowest level since September last year. With this many numbers, it's a statistic, right? If you were one of the 450,250 people in America that didn't have a job, you probably wouldn't find this information thrilling. The definition, new unemployment claims are compiled weekly to show the number of individuals who filed for unemployment insurance for the first time. An increasing or decreasing trend suggests a deteriorating or improving labor market. The four-week moving average of new claims smooths out weekly volatility. And so goes that. Import and export prices, again, there's just a whole bunch out today. Lots of this stuff, and it's impacting the markets. You can be sure of that throughout the whole day. Headline here, import and export prices. Headline, import prices were unchanged in December, masking yet another significant rise in non-petroleum import prices, which rose 0.5% following a 0.6% gain in November and a 0.5% gain in October. Pressure appears in the industrial supplies ex-petroleum component, which surged 2.2% versus 2.8% and plus 2.2% in the prior 2 months. So you kind of have to really be into percentages and numbers and all that to appreciate the value of what that man has just written. Foods, feeds, and beverages. I guess that's just about everything that we're interested in, right? Foods, feeds, and beverages. Foods, feeds, and beverages also show pressure, up 0.9% for a second month in a row. Foods, feeds, and beverages. It's like stock, you know? I know I'm talking about the cattle, like hogs, chickens, foods, feeds, and beverages. Anyway, but the pressure, and this is the key, is yet to show up in final goods where import prices for consumer goods were unchanged and capital goods were up only 0.1%. On the export side, prices rose 0.6% on top of a 0.9% jump in November. Here, the pressure is centered in agricultural prices, which jumped 2.0%. Now, we'll talk about agricultural prices much more after this.
Cutting Edge Talk Radio, online, worldwide, at OracleBroadcasting.com.
How many times have you been in a situation where having a hidden audio or video recorder would have made a difference in your life? In the past, owning a hidden video recorder has been expensive and too much of a bother to carry. That was then. This is now. Introducing Diginet Spy Sunglasses. These sunglasses contain a small hidden camera that will record up to 4 hours of real-time audio and video. The Diginet sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful searches and seizures, town hall meetings, proving your innocence, or any other situation you'd like to record. And if sunglasses aren't for you, check out the DigiPen. It does the same great job as the sunglasses, but in the form of a functional pen. Video never lies. Watch Big Brother back. Visit Diginet.net. That's Diginet.net. 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 Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 today.
Sometimes authorities don't tell the truth. Many businesses, traffic intersections, and patrol cars are now equipped with cameras. Big Brother is watching, but now you can watch Big Brother back without Big Brother even knowing it. Introducing DigiSpy sunglasses. These high-resolution DigiSpy sunglasses come with either 4GB or 8GB of flash memory, allowing you to record digital footage while doing everyday activities. DigiSpy sunglasses contain a small, high-quality hidden camera that can record up to 4 hours of real-time video and audio. The Diginet Spy sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful search and seizures, town hall meetings, anywhere you need indisputable proof. Diginet also offers the same audio-video technology in the functional DigiPen. Check out the complete line of products, including mobile DVRs, and see the video quality at diginet.net. That's Diginet.net. Diginet.net. Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 for your Diginet Spy products today. Because video never lies.
Take Cartivite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartivite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartivite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartivite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartivite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tone the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartivite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And for many audiences that are used to a steady diet of power pablum, you know, this kind of information would be a little bit steep for them. But this audience, having gone through courses in economics right here on this broadcast in our little internet homeschool classroom, I'm sure you can suffer along with me for another moment as we consider the import and the export prices as part of our economic report for today. Again, headline import prices were unchanged in December, masking yet another significant rise in non-petroleum import prices. On the export side, prices rose 0.6% on top of a 0.9% jump in November. Here, the pressure is centered in agricultural prices, which jumped 2.0% following November's 4.0% surge. Note that the 2 days of extreme price erosion for agricultural commodities due to Tuesday's quarterly USDA report shows that much greater than expected output points to a big easing in agricultural export prices for January. And, of course, from our study of economics, you realize and understand that farmers are kind of between Iraq and Iran. Well, Iraq in a hard place anyway, maybe between a rock and a fence post, but nevertheless, when times get tough, the farmers roll up their sleeves and they start planting even more stuff than they planted the year before, trying to make ends meet, and unfortunately, that means that they end up with surpluses, which then drives their prices down, and so they didn't make as much money this year as they made last year, and so next year they plant even more. That's why the ag departments get involved and pay subsidies. These farmers, hey, stop growing so many soybeans. Anyway, kind of a difficult situation. If you're not a socialist and you don't want to take money from the government, you have to plant something, and so you just plant more soybeans, you know. From Monsanto, those GMO soybeans that seem to be in just about everything. Can't get rid of them, even in your tuna fish, ungodly vegetable broth concoction that is. Imported inflation, largely the result of the weak dollar. Imported inflation, what is this? We don't have enough inflation in this country?
Oh, hello, I'm a realtor. I'd like to buy a couple of cans of inflation.
I wonder if it comes in a blister pack. Imported inflation, largely the result of the weak dollar, is a significant, but it's still latent risk for economic policy. I'd say so. Stop importing the inflation, if you don't mind, please. Probably being shipped over from China in a cargo vessel. Until this pressure begins to emerge in finished prices, the outlook for a strong spell of zero interest rate for Fed policy will remain intact. Don't expect the Fed target rate to change anytime soon. It's still at 0.25%, which ain't much. You're just basically saying free money. Free money. Consumer prices will be posted tomorrow, with producer prices to be posted on Wednesday. Also, that's going to be out today is the RBC Cash Index, the business inventories, the EIA natural gas report, 3-month and 6-month bill announcements. They're going to sell bills, 30-year bond auction, Fed balance sheet and money supply, all that in the financial news will come up today. So with that, let's put away the finances for a moment. We go into a little bit of philosophically radical stuff here. Hang on to your hats. Many of you have read the Bible. Some of you haven't. Some care not to. But the gospel, according to John, begins on this wise. It says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made." It's very curious. For those that actually study the Bible, this use of the Word, "In the beginning was the Word," capital W, "and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." What are they talking about? This Word. The Word seems to be rather important. The Word was with God, and the Word was also God. And in that was in the beginning was the Word. It's kind of like the guys down there in that windowless room, the Freemasons. They have a secret word, the big G. Compass and square with a G in it. Yeah, they say that's God. Well, it's or Gnosticism. But in the beginning was the Word. What is this Word anyway? If you look it up in your concordances, at least Strong's concordances, you'll find that the Word was Logos. Logos. That, if you look it up in all of your dictionaries, as we encourage everybody to do, turns out to be logic. So we could say that this, say it this way, on this wise. In the beginning was logic, and logic was with God, and logic was God. The same was in the beginning with God, and all things were made by logic, and without logic was not anything made that was made. The whole creation was created logically, if that holds true. And that, of course, the Gospel of John, was written in A.D., as opposed to B.C. But here, so many years before that, 540 B.C., before Christ, was born a man named Heraclitus of Ephesus, or Ephesus, or Ephesus, depending on how you emphasize the Ephesus and Ephesus. But Heraclitus lived from 540 B.C. to 480 B.C., dying at the ripe age there of 60. and he was pretty much a metaphysician. This was first transcribed probably in the early 5th century, and it's out of a very interesting old book titled The Masterpieces of Philosophy. I wish I could give you the publisher and the date, but unfortunately it was another one of these flea market finds, and the cover and the first two or three pages had been ripped off, literally, off the book, hardbound book that it is. But on page 11, it begins Heraclitus, Fragments. I want to share this with you because it has something to do with that verse in John. The principal ideas advanced by Heraclitus. There is a logos, a rationale, by which all things are one. Opposites are the same in several respects. Although opposites are unified by their interdependence, they exist in a state of constant strife. Everything is fire, in that everything is involved in an eternal process of change and exchange. Failure to understand the rationale is the root of all evil. Now again, some 500 years prior to the writing of John, the Gospel of John. And this is how this continues. Now, this book was published quite early. This is probably about, from the look of the binding and the look of the typeface and the pages, I would say this is probably 1920s era publication. Despite the epithet, obscure, awarded to Heraclitus by ancient tradition, many of the less than 150 sentences from his book that have come down to us are as clear as can be. Only 150 sentences from this very early philosopher are extant that we know about. For instance, the denunciation of his fellow citizen, quote, the Ephesians ought to hang themselves, everyone who is of age, and leave the city to the boys. They who threw out Hermodorus, the worthiest men of them, saying, let no one of us be the worthiest, but if there is one, let him go somewhere else among others, close quote. Isn't that curious? What a thing to say. These Ephesians, when they threw out the philosopher Hermodorus, the worthiest man of them all, let no one of us be the worthiest, they said, but if there is one, let him go somewhere else among others. That's kind of the communitarian view, isn't it? That's kind of the idea from the greatest good of the greatest number. If there's anyone amongst us that excels at anything, let him go someplace else so that we don't feel uncomfortable in our ignorance. If there's anyone that's bright, let him please put his lamp out. Continuing. Or his compliments to his eminent predecessors, quote, again, Heraclitus, there was only 150 sentences known to exist. Here's a quote, learning many things does not teach one to have intelligence, else it would have taught Hesiod and Pythagoras and also Xenophanes and Hecateus or Theus. That's an interesting little fragment, isn't it? Learning many things does not teach one to have intelligence. Ever learning and never coming to the knowledge of the truth, we read and we read and we read and we read. But much learning does not necessarily lead to intelligence. According to Heraclitus, I'd almost have to agree with him. It's not so much all the things you know, it's what you do with the things that you know that really is a mark of a more intelligent being. Continuing, here's another one of his sentences. They purify themselves by staining themselves with different blood, as if one who stepped into mud should wash it off with mud. But one would be thought mad if any man should see him behaving this way. And they pray to these idols just as if one were to have a conversation with the house. I caught in the middle of that one. Have to pick it up on the other side. Wash yourself with mud.
CC is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux.
TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where over thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Forty Howell from Kordak Country here. If you are a part of the resistance and would like to market or promote your message with revolutionary apparel, then you need to check out GadstonTees.com. With GadstonTees, you won't be paying the high markup prices of Zazzle or Cafe Press, and you won't have to worry about scraping together the funds to order in bulk either. GadstonTees.com is owned and operated by a fellow patriot who has sponsored many patriotic events, including the Campaign for Liberty, Liberty candidate Adam Kokesh, and many more. At Gadsden Tees, we encourage you to shop around and compare prices, because we are confident in knowing that ours cannot be beat. We also like to encourage people to send in their very own artwork ideas. At Gadsden Tees, we include shipping in our prices, and when we say a shirt costs you $15, that shirt costs you $15. There are no hidden charges. So for all your revolutionary apparel needs, check out Gadsden Tees. GadstonTees.com, a true powerhouse in the quest for freedom and liberty. Hey y'all, pull up a chair and come on over to Kordak Country every Monday through Friday, 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time.
And so we have returned once again, looking at the idea, the mind, if you will, of this early philosopher, Heraclitus. And he's got a lot to say, but we've only got about 150 sentences of his writings left today. And obviously, with a few sentences, the only book that is thought to have or known to have been written by him must have been a rather small book. But if it would only be in keeping with his line of philosophy that it would be a slight book, for sure. But he talks again about this idea of talking about pious men, pious individuals. They purify themselves by staining themselves with different blood, as if one who stepped into mud should wash it off with mud. But one would be thought mad if any man should see him behaving this way. And they pray to these idols, just as if one were to have a conversation with a house, knowing not of the nature of gods and heroes. Here's another one. He didn't have much use for human imbecility. Here's his phrase. Dogs bark at everyone they don't know. And another one, donkeys would choose garbage rather than gold. Besides Hermodorus, only Bias of Priene escaped Heraclitus' contempt. And that was because Bias had said, quote, most men are bad. So in that they agreed, the evil heart of man, man's heart is evil continuously, or the thoughts of man are evil continuously. Any way you want to style it, most men are bad. Heraclitus despised other men because he had made a discovery which he thought so obvious and important that failures to appreciate it was inexcusable. This was the discovery of what he called the Logos, a word which cannot be easily translated satisfactorily. It means not only word, but also almost anything else connected with words or what words stand for. Account, discourse, argument, fame, reason, formula, pattern, rationale. The last of these will be adopted here as the least objectionable rendering. So even though the King James renders the word logos as word, these others could be substituted in contemplating and meditating on that scripture, gospel. Continuing, Heraclitus' book began thus, of this rationale, or of this logos, which is eternal, men turn out to be ignorant, both before they hear it, and when they hear it for the first time. For although all things occur in accordance with the rationale, or logos, they are like novices when they are tested by such words and works as I work out, distinguishing each thing according to its nature, and explaining what it is. But such things as they do when they are awake escape other men just as they forget about what they do when asleep. That's a lengthy quote from Heraclitus. To judge from the wildly divergent interpretations of Heraclitus' teaching that have been offered in 2.5 millennia, 2,500 years, men are as ignorant of it now as when they heard it for the first time, and this verdict no doubt applies to the present account also. Here's another quote. Listening not to me, but to the rationale or logos, it is wise to agree that all things are one. Close quote. This is the succinct account of the content of the rationale, which is the unity of all things. What Heraclitus meant is best explained by considering first the view that he rejects. Most men suppose that the world is full of a number of things, each on its own, comprising a miscellaneous aggregation. The, quote, learning many things, close quote, practiced by men like Pythagoras and Hesiod consists in classifying the ingredients of the aggregate in accordance with a, quote, table of opposites, and then of explaining how opposites came into being. Understanding is analysis. This idea of opposites, very important, as compared to Heraclitus' idea of unity, that all things are one. And keep in mind in this idea about the specious established two-party political system that so divides our nation, where Heraclitus would say all things are one, unity. Continuing, this approach is utterly mistaken, Heraclitus protests. Opposites are no more capable of existing on their own than, as we should say, the north pole of a magnet can exist without a south pole. Quote, they do not understand how what differs agrees with itself. Back-turning connection as in bow and lyre, or lyre. That's a musical instrument. Isn't that interesting, though? They do not understand how what differs agrees with itself. Light and dark. Black and white. Hot and cold. We'll find out a little bit more about that. I'm going to dwell on this too much longer. About a sixth of the extant fragments deal with opposites. They show four senses in which opposites are, quote, unquote, the same, as Heraclitus puts it, with characteristic paradox. One, even common sense ascribes unity to what, when analyzed, proves to be full of so-called opposites. Over those who step into the same rivers, different and again different waters flow. from which we get the idea that you can't step into the same river twice because the water's always flowing by you, right? And that two men can never step into the same river, always dealing with different water. The way of, here's a quote, the way of letters, as in a line of writing, is straight and crooked. It is one and the same. Here's another. Beginning and end are common on the circumference of a circle. Remember our brief discussion last week on time and space. And again from Heraclitus, beginning and end are common on the circumference of a circle. What is the beginning of time and what is the ending of time? When our earth rotates round the sun through the heavenlies, and so forth. Polar oppositions. They would not know the name of justice if these things, injustices, did not exist. And as we study the history of law, and here keeping in mind the writings of Heraclitus, they would not know the name of justice if these things, injustices, parenthetically, did not exist. If there weren't injustices, how would you measure justice? Here's a little more. Sickness makes health pleasant and good. Hunger, satiety, that's a hard one, being satiated. Hunger, the opposite. Weariness and rest. These are all the opposites. How would you know anything at all about hunger if you'd never had your appetite filled? How would you know anything about weariness if you knew nothing of rest? There is the special kind of polar opposition. This is the third category. There is the special kind of polar opposition that consists in the regular succession of one thing by its opposite, so that if the one perished, so would the other. Here's his quote. The teacher of most men is Hesiod. They understand that he knew many things. He who did not recognize day and night, for they are one. The cold things get hot, hot gets cold, wet gets dry, parched gets damp. How one thing leads into the next. Here's another, the fourth sense. Many oppositions are subjective, dependent on the point of view or nature or interests of the observer, not on essential natures, as in swine rejoice in filth. Sea is the cleanest and the dirtiest water. For fish it is drinkable and salubrious, but for men it is undrinkable and poisonous. Opposites, oppositions, different ways of approaching thinking and thought, things that are very old.
That you owe a debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent, independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies, violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit, which identifies any discrepancies of state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at endlessfrauddetection.com today.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic Spark Plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic Spark Plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. Enginebrain.com. Enginebrain.com.
This is the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network. Visit us online at oraclebroadcasting.com.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Thursday, January the 14th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. In the first hour, we opened up with a little bit of economic news, just some of the things that are driving the marketplace today. And then we dove into a little bit of philosophically radical thinking with the ancient author Heraclitus. Let's go live now and talk to our caller, Lewis Sanders. Good morning, Lewis. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you for taking my call, Will. It's an interesting subject you're discussing today on the philosophical nature of the duality issue, because I find that a lot of times when I talk to people about dualism and the yin and yang of the nature of this existence that we're in, the material existence, they don't really comprehend the nature of duality. They don't comprehend. And what I finally come down to is asking them, so is God both good and evil? Or is he neither good nor evil? And they can't answer that question with any reasonable answer that would satisfy. So dualism plays an integral role in our existence. Without man and female, we can't perpetuate life. Without the sun, the earth can't perpetuate life. So that's what I wanted to talk about was the sun itself, because there are a segment of our society that says that Mother Earth is the creator, and they'll go to bat for the theology of the Mother Earth system being she is the creator. But without the sun, without the fire, is no creation. So what I've come to realize, and I learned this from reading a book by Jacob Boehm. It was called The Three Principles of the Divine, that in one thing he kept repeating over and over and over is that the fire is the giver of life. And if we come to comprehend that the fire, without the fire, the earth, the Mother Earth, cannot give life. So, and then I wanted to make another point on something you made an astute observation the other day when I was talking with you about the Jewish law system and how it's been perpetuated, and you made an observation about the Klan and the Eastern European, the way it started had something to do with the Denmark Eastern European Jewish law system, and what I've come to understand about this whole thing is when they use law, and you'll find that it's repeated over and over and over, they use Latin terms, like
yes.
Lex fori, okay?
Yes.
So the Latin nature of law is a different nature than the Yiddish-speaking Jewish Khazar-type Jewish law. Now, there's two totally different law systems there, and one is nefarious in nature, and one is what they call their public law, what they allow the public to see. Okay?
Yes.
Now, I found, and I figured this out, J- just by watching Andy Griffith. Andy Griffith has a 6-point star as his shield or his badge, and on his right arm, he has a 5-point star. So and understanding this, the star or the law of the star, the 5-point star, is the law which we call the strong arm. They are the implementation of the law. The 6-point star represents a different, and I hear the music, so I'm going to get off. And that's the dichotomy that I...
Just stay right there. We'll bring you back. This is a short segment. You've got an interesting thread going. Hold on.
Each year, millions of children in developing nations die from disease that could be eliminated with just clean drinking water.
But 2 years ago, we introduced C-Panel, the easy-to-use sun-powered water distiller, robustly designed to provide sparkling clean water in developing nations. Now, these same units can give you delicious bottled water, remove fluoride, toxins, and bacteria. They can help you prepare for disasters or provide pure water on boats, RVs, and off-grid locations. Each affordable C-Panel will make up to 2 gallons per day in hot climates. And unlike water filters, they'll remove salt and dissolve toxins. Just fill the basin with seawater, tap water, or contaminated water, and let sunlight pass. Pasteurize and distill it. No filters, no chemicals, no complicated maintenance. Just tasty, healthy water from nearly any source.
Please visit cpanel.com, spelled seapanel.com, or call 205-246-6492.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
How many times have you been in a situation where having a hidden audio or video recorder would have made a difference in your life? In the past, owning a hidden video recorder has been expensive and too much of a bother to carry. That was then. This is now. Introducing Diginet Spy Sunglasses. These sunglasses contain a small hidden camera that will record up to 4 hours of real-time audio and video. The Diginet sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful searches and seizures, town hall meetings, proving your innocence, or any other situation you'd like to record. And if sunglasses aren't for you, check out the DigiPen. It does the same great job as the sunglasses, but in the form of a functional pen. Video never lies. Watch Big Brother back. Visit diginet.net. That's diginet.net. 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 Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 today.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Thursday, January the 14th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local as we enter into our second hour of today's broadcast. We come to you live Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Ed, I believe I misspoke. I think our call screen is incorrect. This is Ed from Louisiana, is it not, Ed?
Yes, it is.
Okay, well, I'm sorry. It happens from time to time, and I don't want to use the wrong name. I do appreciate your calling in, and you brought up some very interesting points. Again, we're talking about this ancient, if you will, folks, philosopher. This is the home of philosophical radicalism. We stir up these topics from time to time here. But Heraclitus advanced back 500 years before Christ that one of the very principles that he advanced was everything is fire. and that everything is involved in an eternal process of change and exchange. And our caller Ed from Louisiana brought up the idea that we do have the modern Gaia worshippers, but really, Ed, if we look that, back to that and go back to the Hittites, the hook-nose folk that in the northern area of the Mediterranean, they worshipped Cybele, and Cybele was the goddess and represented the fertility of Earth and things like that. And then we had the Isis worshippers, you know, and all of that as well. So we've had this idea, this idea, first of all, that the Earth, Mother Earth, is the mother of all things, the creator of the universe. Of course, this is silliness. And then we have the idea that the sun or fire, that bright and morning star, some call Lucifer, the sun worshippers, they're on this other side of this thing. And yet, at the same time, Aristotle and the other Greeks looked back and they looked at the beginning of all things, and certainly so did Pythagoras. When he was thinking of from the standpoint of atoms, there, in order for there to be two gods, a good god and a bad god, even Mithraism is good god, bad god styled. In order for there to be two gods, it presupposes that there must have been a god prior, and that's where the idea of Zeus came in, the father of all gods. And so the idea of one supreme being or creator of the universe is an interesting concept, but of course it wouldn't look like you or I, and it wouldn't be able to appreciate burning sacrifices and things like that, because unless you're a human, having a nose and being 5'2 with eyes of blue and all of that stuff is ridiculous. And if there was a supreme being of the universe that was composite, in other words, they had form and substance combined together, it would, to any philosopher, then presuppose a prior creation. And so there is something, an idea or something existent or extant from all times, you know, without beginning, without end, that created. Now, what that is, no one knows. It was never given for us to know, and I don't think any of us are going to discover it in my lifetime. But there is something that we can point to and say, this created all of this, but we don't know what this is, and we don't know what it created it out of. Then you were looking in and brought in this idea of two different forms of law. They have the five-pointed star, the strong arm of the law, juris civilis, the Roman law, on his arm, the strong arm, and over his heart he has the six-pointed star, his sheriff's badge, the sheriff's badge, which is a combination between Mosaic law and English common law. You want to pick it up from there?
Yeah, that is the dualistic nature of law itself. And if we were discussing dualism itself, so with that in mind, we have to understand, if you want to say that dualism is in and of everything, that would mean that the sun actually has a dark side. It may not be what we can say when that I tell people that, you know, the sun has a dark side. They say, well, can we get around there to see it? And I go, you know, how ignorant can someone be? Because if we look at the dualistic nature, being and has a dualistic nature, even in the dark side, there's a dualistic nature of the law itself, that is in the dark side. With what we consider laws of nature is our moral compass, our general moral compass. If we stand by and live by a general moral, do unto others as you would have them do unto you, we wouldn't need a law to abide by. We would all do the right thing. But
well, this is
This
is something of what he's pointing out to here when he says that they would not know the name of justice if things in, such as injustices did not exist. In other words, if there wasn't, let's say, sin, then redemption from sin or the absence of sin would not necessarily exist. And we can almost think of it as a continuum, in that if you don't have the one, you can't really have the other. There's no way of apprehending it. Take something like darkness on
right.
The planet Earth. If the planet Earth were not of the size that it was, at the distance that it was from the sun, if man had not been created with senses that can perceive it, we would have no knowledge of darkness insofar as the darkness doesn't feel different than the light. It's simply a matter of whether there is light or an absence of life and a light. And on the line, the terminator that goes around the planet at the point where light and dark separate, that is based upon shadows being cast by the very Earth itself into a cone or a penumbra in space. And had it not been for the gift of sight, had it not been for the revolving nature of the Earth, had it not been for the size of the Earth, its distance from the sun, the brightness of the sun, we would not be able to have that cone of darkness that enables us with our feeble eyes to be able to see out into all of the majesty and glory of creation. So, you know, people have for centuries been worried about the dark, largely because many animals, predators, and warriors, you know, prey on people in the dark. But really, the dark is the only indicator that we have of the blessing of light.
Right. Good. That's good. That's good observation there on that. And I like that because without the dark, we would not know the light. Without cold, we would not know what warmth is. Without male, we would not know that someone's different as in female. We have to have dualistic nature in this universe. And without that, but my statements about what this law system that's being proposed or propounded upon the people of this country being of Jewish nature, well, it seems like it's just the best one they could come down. I mean, these Jewish proselytes, these Khazarian Jews that are Eastern European, Russian Jews, Yiddish-speaking Jews, are probably the source of Israel. I would say that if we look back through it, that's the source of Israel. Without that, though, without the dualistic nature of the dark side of law, I mean, you say Cain slew Abel, but they'll say that if he had not, we wouldn't know what murder is. It gave us an understanding of what murder is. So that's why they think that it's okay. I mean, it's okay to have this dualistic nature because it has a role. It does have a role in our system. And that's all I wanted to say, Will. And good day. I like the philosophical turn and I appreciate you and have a good day, okay?
Thanks so much for calling in. Do come back again in the future.
Sometimes authorities don't tell the truth. Many businesses, traffic intersections, and patrol cars are now equipped with cameras. Big Brother is watching, but now you can watch Big Brother back without Big Brother even knowing it. Introducing DigiSpy sunglasses. These high-resolution DigiSpy sunglasses come with either 4GB or 8GB of flash memory, allowing you to record digital footage while doing everyday activities. DigiSpy sunglasses contain a small, high-quality hidden camera that can record up to 4 hours of real-time video and audio. The DigiNet Spy sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful search and seizures, town hall meetings, anywhere you need indisputable proof. DigiNet also offers the same audio-video technology in the functional DigiPen. Check out the complete line of products, including mobile DVRs, and see the video quality at DigiNet.net. That's DigiNet.net. DigiNet.net. Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 for your DigiNet Spy products today. Because video never lies.
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tones the entire circulatory system. You can order Cardivite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Two's company, three's allowed. With your host, Sean.
Sean, a.k.a. Surplus.
Sunday, 11 p.m. Central.
On the Oracle Broadcast.
So it has to be mentioned then that to modern Christendom, certainly the Council for National Policy's founder, Timothy LaHaye, and many others, Dr. Schaefer and others, this idea of humanism is frightening. Frightening to them, truly, that. And it was very disturbing to others, including St. Thomas Aquinas, whose Summa Theologica and all the writings that he did were basically some way of figuring out how the Catholic Church, as its geopolitical arm of the Vatican actually is, how they were going to deal with this emergence of these kinds of writings surfacing, coming up from the Moors. No, not the foggy bottoms, but the Moorish people in Spain and elsewhere, bringing this information from ancient history into the moderns. It's really upsetting the apple cart, but we can find out more about it. Let's go back in and close out this segment on Heraclitus. Heraclitus then says that the way up and down is one and the same. That is, the same road is the road up to the valley dwellers and the road down to the hill dwellers. The way up and down is one and the same. Heraclitus summarized, quote, things taken together are wholes and not wholes. Being brought together is being parted. Concord is dissonance. And out of all things one, and out of one things all. Find it very interesting to find the source material for ideas like that. Here we can point back to Heraclitus. You might note it down on your notepad if you do keep notes, and I hope you do. If not, go back and listen on the archives. And not note it down, but out of all things one, and out of one all things, out of many one, e pluribus unum. Our founders were not ignorant men. They were very well read. I do have a book in my library that catalogs the books in their library, a rather unusual book for someone's library, but certainly it fits in well with mine because I'm very interested in what other people have thought and what other people have read and what they studied. If we can understand some of these isms and understand them well, and if we continue our study of isms, we will discover that behind just about every ism that exists, aphorism is one that might not be that way. It's just a word. You can look it up in the dictionary and see it. But behind most all of the isms, there is also, if you dig deep enough, a founder. And if you really scratch the dirt, you'll find that the founder had a faith statement. And here we can see that this idea then, that things taken together are wholes and not wholes. simultaneously. Being brought together is being parted. Concord is dissonance. Out of all things one, and out of one all things. The abolition of the established two-party political system needn't be feared. It's just to understand unity. Insistence on the unity or interdependence of opposites should not be mistaken for a denial of the existence of opposition. On the contrary, the business of opposites is to oppose, and the strife of opposites is the basic fact of existence. And so when our founders admonished us and warned us to be on our lookout for parties and factions and to keep them out of our political fray, what they were talking about is rising up this pluralistic society that we have the Sierra Club and the World Wildlife Foundation and all the rest of the Bugs and Bunny groups on one side, or perhaps we've got the two-party system as we have largely in this country with the Democrats and the Republicans, as opposed to the multi-party socialist systems in Europe. We can be aware of this as part of our discussion. He says, on the contrary, the business of opposites is to oppose. And so you can have individuals on two sides of an issue, like, let's say, a health care debate, who are actually arguing the points and merits of the issue. They're not coming at it from the standpoint of party platforms and party supporters and biases. They're looking at the issue. And then when they've finally done all of their consensus building and had all of their committee meetings and they've thoroughly hashed the thing out, they can take a vote on it. And if it goes, it goes. If it fails, it fails. And then they come back and meet again, convene again as a meeting of the whole, not as a camp divided. Continuing down a little further here from Heraclitus, he says, it is necessary to know that war is common, and justice is strife, and all things happen in accordance with strife. War is father of all, king of all, and he shows some to be gods and some to be men. He makes some slaves and some free. Quote, Homer, that would be the author of the Iliad, the Odyssey, Homer deserved to be thrown out from amongst the contestants and beaten. And Archilochus likewise, their offense having been pacifism. But to pray for the cessation of warfare amounts to desiring the end of the world. Process, not substance, was Heraclitus' fundamental ontological category, process, not substance. But if the world does not consist of unrelated things, neither is it a chaos of haphazard events. What happens, happens according to measures. The pattern of the measures is the rationale, or justice, or logos. In the beginning was the Word. Quote, the sun will never overstep measures. If he did, anthropomorphizing the sun, if he did, Furies, capital F, the guardians of justice, would find him out. This cosmos, again a quote from Heraclitus, he only had 150 sentences that we have. This cosmos, the same for all, no one of gods nor of men has made, but it always was and is and will be ever living fire, being kindled in measures and being extinguished in measures. Wisdom is one thing. To know the rationale, the logos, the logic of how all things are steered through all. Wisdom is one thing. It's the knowing to know the rationale. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and all things were made by God, and nothing was made that wasn't made with God. And you can substitute rationale or Word or logos or logic or any of the others I listed earlier. But he says again, wisdom is one thing, to know the rationale of how all things are steered through all. We didn't just find ourselves here on the planet. And I'm wholeheartedly opposed to the idea of evolution. I believe in creation. If I would have to say I was anything, it would be a creationist. I believe we are created. Spend a little bit too much time with a calculator. Studying probability to think that we just all of a sudden crawled out of a swamp at the right time. It's a little bit more than I can handle. But anyway, I mean, that takes a greater leap of faith than to believe in a creator. They conceived, again here, well, let's see, no. His predecessors had taken it for granted, perhaps by inheritance from creation myths, that the world was made of one basic stuff, which had existed in an undifferentiated condition, quote-unquote, in the beginning. They conceived their problems to be two, to identify this basic stuff. For Thales, that was water. For Anaximander, it was the boundless. Anaximenes was mist. Pythagoras was number atoms. And to describe the process of differentiation that had produced the world as we know it. Well, when we come back, we'll set aside the philosophy, go back to law for the balance of the broadcast.
Looking for news and real information? You found it. You found it. This is OracleBroadcasting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Forty Howe from Kordite Country here. If you are a part of the resistance and would like to market or promote your message with revolutionary apparel, then you need to check out GadstonTees.com. With GadstonTees, you won't be paying the high markup prices of Zazzle or Cafe Press, and you won't have to worry about scraping together the funds to order in bulk either. GadstonTees.com is owned and operated by a fellow patriot who has sponsored many patriotic events, including the Campaign for Liberty, Liberty candidate Adam Kokesh, and many more. At Gadsden Tees, we encourage you to shop around and compare prices, because we are confident in knowing that ours cannot be beat. We also like to encourage people to send in their very own artwork ideas. At Gadsden Tees, we include shipping in our prices, and when we say a shirt costs you $15, that shirt costs you $15. There are no hidden charges. So for all your revolutionary apparel needs, check out Gadsden Tees. GadstonTees.com, a true powerhouse in the quest for freedom and liberty.
If a claim that you owe a debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent, independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies, violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit, which identifies any discrepancies of state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at EndlessFraudDetection.com today.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we've returned once again, and callers, our number is 866-841-1065. Your calls are certainly welcome. We have a caller on the line right now. Good morning, caller.
Hi, William. It's X from France. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing great.
Good, good, good. I enjoy your shows as always. I know you wanted to get in now, so I'm going to make this as brief as possible.
Take your time this morning if you want to, because really, we've been on law now for 13 sessions, and so I could go into it. We can talk about the lawyer, we can talk about the judge, we can talk about the jury, but I'd rather hear what you have to say this morning, so go ahead.
Thanks, William. That's kind of you. I wanted to talk about the idea of dualism, and I wanted to mention that we need to be very careful with this idea of dualism, and I'm sure that you're quite aware of what I'm about to say, but there may be a lot of people out there that are a little bit more green to the idea of dualism, especially dualism inside of the elite ideology. And what I wanted to say was that we need to be careful with the ideology of duality, because it is used by some 33rd degree Freemasonic Satanists to manipulate people. The forces of good and evil and duality is heavily used in the manipulation of humanity inside Satanism and the worship of Lucifer to justify the evil deeds carried out by the elite. Duality allows money, greed, power, war, and corruption to persist. And I was wondering, thought of the idea that duality could be just a concept created by man to manipulate humanity, because if we could just be calm and peaceful, then there would be no duality. There would be stillness. There would be love. And I was wondering what you thought about those ideas.
Well, certainly on using the reference here of this author, Heraclitus, so long ago, this is where he was going with all of this, really, is that this idea that the rationale or the word or logos or logic points to the idea that of that which is common, and that it's neither possible nor desirable to separate light from dark, nor is it the law from the injustice of the law. And that unity is where all things are heading, and this is part of what became the Unitarians, who were formerly positivists in England. The Unitarians have had a pretty good influence for some time. They have a church, but you're right in that we do need to be very careful, because when you can accept the idea of good and evil, and if you can accept the idea of sin and righteousness, and then if you can divide the people, as we refer back to out of Matthew in the Bible, the idea, first of all, that not to be as the archons and to put men above you as the ruler, Christ was admonishing there his disciples to be subject only to the Creator, the supreme being of the universe. But then at the same time, we look at the idea that a house divided cannot stand, and a kingdom divided against itself shall surely fall. When a man becomes double-minded in his thinking, and when he is taught as a young person, a boy or girl, taught from their youth, the earliest youth, that there are things you could do and things you can't do, there's good and evil. Evil becomes the resistible one that you desire more than anything else, because that's the one thing you're told you can't do. And as everyone out there that's listening knows and understands, if I told you that you should never touch a drop of alcohol in your life, you could hardly wait to get to the store to get one. So, you know, that's what the unfortunate part, you know. And so, you know, this, I think, points to what you're saying.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's so crucial to be careful. I have the Satanic Bible here at home, just for my own reference purposes, and yeah, it's a very, very tricky, manipulative tool. And I was trying to understand quite what let's see, what Heraclitus was saying about war is common and war is father of all and king of all. Does he believe that and adhere to that, or was he trying? Was that more of a warning call?
No, actually, I think it is historically accurate insofar as that throughout all of the of what I know to be recorded history, and of course, if you listen to Alex Ansari's broadcast last weekend, he had the fellow up from South Africa and coming up with a different idea that we have had a whole chapter of history withheld from us, the things that happened in the Dark Continent, just like the Dark Ages, that kind of information you really have to dig on your own to find out about. But at least through the 6,500 years of history that we call recorded history, there was this early split between those that were the agriculturalists, if you will, and those that were the herders. When you have stock, you're always moving to better and greener pastures, and it was those that learned first to fork a horse, and I'm not being naughty, that's what you call it when you get on a horse, but when you learn to fork a horse, and then through metalworking, they were able to develop a sword that would reach from the shoulder to the ground. They then were able to come into any of the settled places where the agriculturalists lived, and because they tended their crops, they had their fields and all of that, they didn't tend to move from place to place, but the others, the herders, the drovers, they did. And so what they did was they would sweep in and take over communities or towns or settlements or villages, and then they would rule over those people, and they would send their shepherds out to tend the flocks. And so there's a whole gob and a bunch that we can learn right there. But war is common in that respect, in that man has preyed on man since the beginning.
Right. Okay. I understand. Right. Okay, well, good. Keep up the good work, Will, and that's about it. Thanks a lot.
Okay, buddy, thanks for calling in. Sure appreciate hearing you, and I'm glad you called in early enough so that we didn't have to cut you off in the last moment. Thanks a lot for calling in. Okay, so that was our caller from France. Always enjoy hearing from him, getting the European side of things. Certainly a very good researcher in his own right. And so we've looked at a little bit about this Heraclitus. I brought him up really in this study of law because there's an interesting place here in this book. And you could go up, maybe Google's Google Dogpile Webfair, check it out on Alibri or your favorite antiquarian bookseller. See if you could find a copy of this book for your own library. I'm taken by it. I really think that it's a very worthy book. And it's just a shame that it was defaced when somebody errantly ripped the front cover and a few of the pages off of it, that deprives us of knowing when exactly it was published. I haven't done that research. But if you want a copy for your own library, it would probably come for a song, and it'd be worth your investment. But here's another quote. Those who speak with intelligence must take their strength from what is common to all, as a city from law, and much more strongly. For all human laws are nourished by the one divine. It has as much power as it wishes, and it suffices for all, and it prevails. On the basis of this fragment, Heraclitus has some claim to be considered as the founder of the philosophical theory of natural law. The one divine law is, of course, the rationale, logos, which Heraclitus conceives not only as the formula of what is, but also the criterion of what ought to be. And so I thought I'd share that with you so that as we talk about the common law and natural law and the history of law, we can understand that it does not necessarily the domain or the dominion of the Hebrew boys, that many others have thought on these things as well. And some of these other teachers through the ages, their writings have been suppressed so that the canon can rise to the foremost and dominate the thinking of Western man. And certainly in the news this morning, we hear about the controversies going on over in China with Google and Yahoo and Adobe and others and many of the corporations, but they don't they march to a different drummer over there. Perhaps the communist, atheistic party chaps, they've got another philosophy, but the people out and about, you know, understand who Confucius is, Kung Fu, if you will. Well, with all that on the other side, we'll talk a little bit and close the broadcast out with an introduction to who is the lawyer. We'll be right back.
Heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. EngineBrain.com. EngineBrain.com.
Each year, millions of children in developing nations die from disease that could be eliminated with just clean drinking water.
But 2 years ago, we introduced C-Panel, the easy-to-use sun-powered water distiller, robustly designed to provide sparkling clean water in developing nations. Now, these same units can give you delicious bottled water, remove fluoride, toxins, and bacteria. They can help you prepare for disasters or provide pure water on boats, RVs, and off-grid locations. Each affordable C-Panel will make up to 2 gallons per day in hot climates. And unlike water filters, they'll remove salt and dissolve toxins. Just fill the basin with seawater, tap water, or contaminated water, and let sunlight pass. Pasteurize and distill it. No filters, no chemicals, no complicated maintenance. Just tasty, healthy water from nearly any source.
Please visit cpanel.com, spelled seapanel.com, or call 205-246-6492.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Don't miss 33rd Parallel News Radio with your host, Matt Kazee, Saturdays at 8 p.m. Central on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And we've returned once again in the final segment of today's two-hour broadcast. Fortunately, as I was putting the book aside that we've been looking at here, I found a scrap of paper in the back of it. Apparently, I have already done the homework for you. This book's title, again, is Masterpieces of World Philosophy in Summary Form. It was edited by a Frank N. McGill, M-A-G-I-L-L. This is Volume 1, so there's multiple volumes. Volume 1, 6th century B.C. to 1800. It was printed and published by the Salem Press out of New York and is copyrighted 1961. So if you want to inquire on the Internet and see if you can find a copy for yourself, that's the contact information that you need to do. So let's go back to our book, The Principles of Business Law, Dilavo and Howard's 9th edition. and continue now with this lawsuit. But now we'll look at the cast of characters that make up the lawsuit. And we won't cover them all today. We've only got 10 minutes to go. But they talk about the justice, or the judge, if you will, the lawyer, the jury, as being the principal cast of characters. But as you know, very, very few there are judges and justices that are not lawyers. So I thought we'd start with the lawyer, and we'll go as far as we can in the remaining moments of the broadcast. But English law not only gave us the common law, it gave us the profession of attorneys at law. This from chapter 1, page 82. Attorneys at law are also known as lawyers, solicitors, or counselors at law. The term attorney at law is used to distinguish the lawyer from an agent known as an attorney in fact. So there's a difference here right off the bat. The authors in this university-level textbook on business law are drawing to our attention, this published in 1971, are drawing to our attention the distinction between attorneys at law and an attorney in fact. This latter person is simply authorized by a power of attorney to perform some stated duty on behalf of a principal, whereas an attorney at law is a person qualified in character and by training to serve as an officer of courts in representing and advising people in regard to the law. Now, of course, this book was published before our courts really changed in 88, but we won't go into that discussion today. This is the Post-Administrative Procedures Act America when it was published, even its earliest, 1946 is when that came in, I believe. So we have to be very careful when we read this material and understand as well that these authors are teaching lawyers or lawyers-to-be, or businessmen who want to have an understanding of business law under their belt as they go into a profession of business. Lex Mercatoria, the law merchants. The direct ancestors of the common lawyers, the common law lawyers, were persons hired as quote-unquote champions in trial by battle in early English litigation. Quote-unquote litigation. Now, for me, I just read right over that sentence and keep right on going because I've read so much history, I'm fairly, very well aware of that, but you might not understand that. So I'll say it again, that the direct ancestors of the common law lawyers were persons hired as champions in trial by battle in early English litigation. In criminal actions, a defendant was required to establish his innocence by defeating the plaintiff or his champion. In civil actions, the bout was waged by champions, not by the parties themselves, because under the law at the time, if either party to the case were killed, the suit would end and no judgment could be taken. You've all seen the jousting, a trial by battle, the idea of gladiators, if you will, the strong men, mighty men of valor. So this is the predecessor of the modern-day lawyers, these pencil-neck geeks, you know, wearing $4,000 suits. Trials, here you go, quote-unquote, trials of this sort were later abolished in England, and trial by jury was substituted. So, however, the author's right, the idea of a contest survived. So today, a trial is, in a sense, a contest between the lawyers as advocates for their clients, like champions in olden times. The court acts as a referee within an adversary system so conducted as to fairly persuade a jury toward a just result. In early England, after William the Conqueror, land law and pleadings became so complex that there developed of necessity a class of legal advisors, or we might say legal counsel, advice of counsel, increasingly experienced and competent. While a utopian society could in theory avoid the need for lawyers, that's important. Notice the way that the authors have styled this. While a utopian society could in theory avoid the need for lawyers, any complex society cannot. How many times have you read in this increasingly complex world in your studies and in your readings? The idea that our world has become so complex, you know, that we can't know it all. And that we depend upon experts, say. While a utopian society could in theory avoid the need for lawyers, any complex society cannot in reality do without them. They are essential in all countries if order is to be maintained. Remember in the early segments of this, we talked about the idea of law being ultimately an ordered society, and that an ordered society is law. The practice of law is one of the most important, if not the most important, occupation in our society. Now, some people would say, well, if that were the case, why are prostitutes the oldest profession? Why does even carpenters precede a lawyer? Well, obviously, again, we're niche building here. We're carving out a niche for the lawyers in the great sandstone wall of life, and then they're going to wall themselves in with their specialized knowledge and training and skills and hang out their shingle. But again, we're building in the mind of the student this idea that the practice of law is one of the most important, if not the most important, occupation in our society. Some would argue that perhaps a priest or a preacher or a teacher would be more important in our society than a lawyer. As they often say, what are 500 attorneys 1,000 feet below the sea level in the Atlantic? A good start, right? It is that profession that gives order to society. Law has been described as the difference between an alley fight and a debate. Lawyers are engaged in giving means to such terms as individual liberty and due process of law. Without lawyers, these concepts would be mere abstractions. So we're kind of running out of time, and we'll come back to this again tomorrow, perhaps. But there's a lot going on here in these opening paragraphs and sentences defining, bringing understanding to the idea of the lawyer. Some are called to be preachers, and some are called to be prophets, and some are called to be teachers, but some are called to be lawyers. The scribes and the Pharisees, all those things come to my mind right off when I was reading this. Again, it is that profession that gives order to society. Order ab kaio, the new legal order, the new economic order. These are terms I've come across dozens and dozens and dozens of times in my reading. What is the new world order if it is not a new legal order and a new economic order and a new political order? We'll pick it all up right there, but we'll have to wait until tomorrow. Thanks for listening. Until then, good day.
Taking it back one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
How many times have you been in a situation where having a hidden audio or video recorder would have made a difference in your life? In the past, owning a hidden video recorder has been expensive and too much of a bother to carry. That was then. This is now. Introducing Diginet Spy Sunglasses. These sunglasses contain a small hidden camera that will record up to 4 hours of real-time audio and video. The Diginet sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful searches and seizures, town hall meetings, proving your innocence, or any other situation you'd like to record. And if sunglasses aren't for you, check out the DigiPen. It does the same great job as the sunglasses, but in the form of a functional pen. Video never lies. Watch Big Brother back. Visit diginet.net. That's diginet.net. 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 Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681.
Sometimes authorities don't tell the truth. Many businesses, traffic intersections, and patrol cars are now equipped with cameras. Big Brother is watching, but now you can watch Big Brother back without Big Brother even knowing it. Introducing DigiSpy sunglasses. These high-resolution DigiSpy sunglasses come with either 4GB or 8GB of flash memory, allowing you to record digital footage while doing everyday activities. DigiSpy sunglasses contain a small, high-quality hidden camera that can record up to 4 hours of real-time video and audio. The Diginet Spy sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful search and seizures, town hall meetings, anywhere you need indisputable proof. Diginet also offers the same audio-video technology in the functional DigiPen. Check out the complete line of products, including mobile DVRs, and see the video quality at diginet.net. That's diginet.net. diginet.net. Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 for your Diginet Spy products today, because video never lies.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.